One of U2's most popular songs is about a place where the streets have no names. NPR's Mexico and Central America correspondent Carrie Kahn says she thinks she's recently found such a place, Nicaragua. She just returned from a reporting trip and sends us this audio postcard.
Okay, before you start sending in the comments, major boulevards and highways do have names in Nicaragua, and some buildings even have numbers. The thing is, no one uses them. So if you're trying to get around or find an office building, let's say to interview someone, then you're in trouble. The way to navigate Nicaragua, I quickly learned, is by reference points. When in the capital, most involve the lago, Lake Managua. Go two blocks to the lake, then go three south and one down. Lost? I was constantly. But I had help from my Nicaraguan producer, Dorisel Blanco, who thankfully also did all the driving. Check out her address. It's what's written on all the bills that come to her house and in the phone book.
De la rotonda del periodista hacia el sur, de la entrada del reparto, do abajo, uno al sur, do abajo, casa esquinera, muro verde.
I'll just translate a bit of it. Start from the place where all the journalists live, head south to the entrance, go two blocks down, one to the south, two more down, and then almost to the corner where the green wall is. Wow.
Y si cambio el muro, pues se van a perder.
Blanco says God help her the day they paint that wall a different color than green. Everyone's going to get lost. But people don't seem to get lost, and the mail gets delivered, so do the pizzas, and the firemen get to the fire, so says Fire Chief Francisco Reyes.
Como ya estamos acostumbrados, conocemos bien la zona, entonces hacemos por donde queda el agua, el norte.
We're all used to it, he says, so it's hard just for the out-of-towners. I asked him what's the oddest directions he ever got.
Por ejemplo, un punto de referencia le dicen tres cuadras abajo.
Once a dispatcher gave him the reference point, then said from there go three blocks down and three blocks up. He was back where he started. If that isn't mind-numbing enough, the most complicating factor when getting directions is what I call the donde fue. That's a reference for something that used to be there. For example, a church that fell in the 1972 earthquake or a supermarket long closed that everyone used to go to. But here's the best part of the system. It works. That's because everyone helps you out. Once you get close to your reference point, you just start asking for directions. It usually turns into a 5-minute discussion, not efficient at all, but let me tell you, extremely friendly and fun. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.